Smashville Live is live on a Wednesday night here at Brew House South in the Cool Springs Galleria. We've got an awesome crowd here tonight. Two more shows left this season. My name is Max Herz, along with former Preds defenseman Jay Moore. Jay, it is a great feeling to be doing this show while it is still light outside. That means it's springtime and soon to be playoff time.
This is a change, yeah. It's fun. Look at the crowd we got tonight.
Oh, yeah. Massive crowd. Let's make some noise, guys, for our player guests.
Yeah.
Preds defenseman Spencer Stastny and Preds forward Mark Jankowski are here. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Is this both of your Smashville Live debuts, or were you on it last year, Mark?
I think I came on here once last year.
Okay.
I was last as well one time.
All right. Show's over then. They've both been on it before. That ruins my excitement, Jay. No, just kidding.
No, I think it's great. They're veterans, so we're going to have a great show.
It's been awesome to have both you guys back with the Preds over the last couple of months. Both of you got the call within the last couple of months. We'll start with you, Spencer. What is it like being back up, and how happy are you to be at the NHL level down the stretch run here as a rookie?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to join at the tail end of that special run there with the point streak. But, no, I think I got that call, and we were playing well in Milwaukee. I know Janko was part of that special run there, too. And it's just nice to be back and nice to be in this group again.
And, Mark, what about you back in the NHL for the last 23 games? You were with the Preds last season. What does it mean to be here again and part of this run?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, we've been playing some really, really good hockey. It's been a lot of fun since I've been up here. And, you know, we're in basically playoffs right now. Every game's means a lot for every team and for us especially. So it's been a lot of fun playing these really important games.
Can we dive into last night? Right now, like I that game against the Bruins, I mean, that's, you guys are going into a, you know, you talk about playoff mentality, and you're playing probably the top team, one of the top teams in the league. Yeah, I mean, it was a fast game. There was no room out there. Like, Spencer, you're on defense, and it's got to be hard to move the puck out of your own zone. You being a forward, like I thought you guys did a great job of coming back and helping out. How tight checking, like in the D zone, was that last night? And the Bruins just didn't give any room.
Yeah, definitely. We knew going into this game, you know, two good teams going at it, and we knew it was going to be a playoff-type atmosphere, and it felt like that. We felt it right away. Like you said, it was a very fast game. Both teams were skating hard and not really giving a lot of ice up there, and you know, in, like you said, in the D zone, it was, you know, we were trying to limit their time and space, trying to, you know, not give them much, trying to protect Juice back there. And, you know, in the O zone, they were doing the same. You know, it was a game where it was tough to create offense for both teams. And, you know, you saw that 0-0 pretty much all the way down to, you know, 6-7 minutes left in the game. So that's definitely a playoff type atmosphere. And we would have loved to come out with the win. But, you know, just having those moments and those games down the stretch, I think, will be really huge for us.
What about you, Spencer?
Yeah, no, I noticed the same thing. I think they were on us pretty quick. It was definitely a fast game, but I thought we played well for the most part, and it was just it was a fun night to be a part of, especially coming off of the Avalanche game, playing two real good teams back to back, and teams that hopefully we'll see again in the playoffs.
See, you never said about how fast it really was. Because you're a great skater.
No, I feel it. I skate fast to get away from people. So,
yeah. If you would ask Jenner, he might have been like, "Yeah, these guys were all over me. There was no timeout there."
No,
but
no.
This guy's such a great smooth skater. It's yeah, you're fun to watch, and you move the puck really well. So it was an exciting game until the last couple minutes just got away on us.
This run has been so incredible that you guys have been on. Spencer Stastny and Mark Jankowski are our guests on Smashville Live. Show's presented by Black Abbey Brewing and ESPN Bet. If you're in Williamson County, come see us. We're here till 7 at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. You guys have both played so well when you've had the opportunity this season. Mark, I want to ask you, there's been a stat going around recently that you have a higher points per 60 than Connor McDavid or something in the last month. Is this true?
I have no idea. I was made aware of this by Luke Evangelista the other day. He told me. I haven't fact-checked him, but I mean, I think everyone right now, we're, you know, we had that streak of our team's point streak. I think everyone's playing really good hockey, and so I mean, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I haven't fact-checked it.
Is your schedule open for the NHL awards in July for the Hart?
Yeah, I should be free.
I think it was, what, points per... It was based on ice time. Like, it was a rate-type stat, which is how it works out. So it was, I think, points per 60 minutes on ice, something like that. But you, Luke, and Tommy Novak have been so incredible this last month. What do you think has been key as you linked up with them right when you got the call and it's really clicked?
Yeah, ever since we started playing together, we kind of had that instant chemistry, and then we've just been trying to build off that game by game. And I think, you know, it all starts with our work ethic. You know, we're trying to, you know, hound pucks in the O-zone, create turnovers on the forecheck, and, you know, getting rebounds and just being able to keep their Ds and their D-zone shifts, like, keep going on and just keep on trying to tire them out, wear them down, and then eventually, you know, get our chances and our looks as we tire their defensemen out. And I think, you know, with playing with those two guys, they're obviously two very special players, very very creative, very skilled, great vision on both of them. So I'm just trying to, you know, get the puck to them and then either, you know, go to the net and try to create some havoc or trying to find some open ice where they'll find me.
I think one of my favorite goals for the team all season was last month in Columbus, Luke Evangelista bar down rip, but you had a three-zone pass off the boards and all the way down through the neutral zone to get it to him. That was just a beautiful play all around.
Yeah, I think that one started from Tommy as well. He made a good play in the D zone to get it up to me on the boards, and then Vange did a great job of, you know, pushing their D back and stretching the zone there. So I was just trying to, you know, bank it off the boards and get it to him, and obviously he made a heck of a shot there to finish it too.
That's you guys got great chemistry. But Spencer, getting back to you, what growing up, what was hockey like? You moved, like, from the time you were 13, 14. Give us a little insight on, I mean, you went from, I mean, Wisconsin's not a hockey hotbed, like in the Milwaukee area. You played in Chicago for the Mission.
Yep.
And then you ultimately end up playing back for the Admirals. Basically, you grew up watching probably a lot growing up in that area. What was the experience like? And just, you know, when you left home, and give the fans a little bit of an idea of what it's like when you're 15, 16 years old.
I grew up playing Wisconsin Travel just north of Milwaukee, and then it felt like as hockey got more competitive and I started growing up, it felt like I kept running away from Milwaukee. I was playing in Chicago, I was playing in Michigan, I was playing in Indiana. And then I signed my first pro contract and I'm right back where I started in Milwaukee. I think I've been fortunate enough to have played for a lot of really good teams in the Midwest, places that are still close to home in Chicago with the Mission for AAA, and then Michigan for juniors, and then Notre Dame and Indiana for college. So I've been to a lot of places where I could continue having support from my family and have friends come visit. And yeah, then my journey brought me back to Milwaukee, so I can't complain there.
Who were some of the Admirals players you liked watching?
Probably just 2-2. That's
a great place to start.
I think he's one of the most memorable players that I watched. I also had a coach, Dubinsky, who was there for a little bit, and he's coaching me when I was playing in Chicago, so I have to say I'm a fan of him as well.
That is awesome. And you scored your first NHL goal this year on Black Friday. I think you told me in an interview the game before you turned down a shot. And you were like, I need to learn to shoot or something?
Yeah.
And this one, you let it fly on the rush for your first NHL goal in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's been the story of my career, just passing up shots. But, I know my first goal in the AHL was Luke Evangelista passing me a puck, and I had to shoot that one. And the same thing here against the Blues. Vange passes it over, and I know I'm looking to the left trying to pass it, and I hear Sherwood screaming, shoot it.
Yeah, you were going to dish that off, weren't you?
Yeah, I was trying to. Couldn't get a clean pass off, so I had to shoot it, and fortunately it went in. But
you were in, like, prime scoring.
Yeah, like, good time to pass, though.
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, yeah. Unselfish Spencer Stastny gets it done. So your first NHL goal, that came on Black Friday. In a Matt, what was the final score of that game? 8-2?
Blowout. Yeah. Yeah, it was high.
And St. Louis, one of those places on the Midwest ladder. Had you played there a lot before?
No. No, I didn't play there too often, a few times growing up, but definitely never in that rank. I remember that was my first NHL game watching there in St. Louis, but no, that was my first time there.
How old were you when you were at your first game?
Probably 9 or 10. Yeah, pretty young.
And did you live in Milwaukee at that point?
Yeah, living in Milwaukee, okay. Just traveled there for a tournament.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We'll get more into these guys' hockey lives and backstories coming up next. Mark Jankowski and Spencer Stastny are with us here on Smashville Live. They're going to take a break to sign some autographs and take some pictures. Tonight's show is presented by Black Abbey Brewing and ESPN Bet. We are at Brewhouse South here in the Cool Springs Galleria for the next hour here on your radio home for Preds hockey. Spencer Stastny, Mark Jankowski, Jay Moore, and me, Max Herz. Back after this here on Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Some good quick autographs from the boys. Preds defenseman Spencer Stastny and Preds forward Mark Jankowski here. Jay Moore has gone to the bar. Oh, no, he's back. Jay Moore is back without a drink in hand, shockingly. But Jay has brought it tonight. We are at Brewhouse South here in the Cool Springs Galleria. If you're stuck in traffic on I-65, Brentwood Franklin, stop by, see us on the way home. Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. Spencer, how's your autograph? Good? National League level yet or no?
No, not even close.
Good?
No, it might change every time, so we'll see.
Does that make it worth more for everyone who just got it?
Doubt it. No, I don't think so.
Not good.
No, we'll get there, though.
Well, we got into your hockey journey a little bit before those commercials. You grew up in Milwaukee. You played at Notre Dame. 4 years at Notre Dame. What was it like being in that program at such a legendary sports school? You guys won a Big Ten championship. Why did you pick Notre Dame? Who else was in the running? We'll start there.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin was in the running, North Dakota, because my family, my parents are both from there. And then some Ivy League schools I thought maybe I could get into just for the prestige. But
did you get in?
No. I didn't apply. I didn't. But
you can't get rejected if you don't apply.
Yeah, Notre Dame's just such a good school. The tradition they have there, I mean, you go to one football game and it's pretty much sold that that's where you want to be. So, no, I was fortunate enough to go to Notre Dame over those options, and I enjoyed my 4 years and just loved it there.
Seems like an awesome place to play. Jay went to a different Notre Dame, right, Jay?
I did, in Saskatchewan, yes. Nice. So, not quite the same.
Better one.
Same level, but it was high school.
Nice. Yeah.
Not the same level at all, yeah.
No.
Not even close. But I was looking at the rosters from your Fighting Irish team, Spencer. Last night, one of your former teammates was here, Andrew Peake,
yep.
Defenseman for the Bruins.
Yeah.
1 year overlap, right?
Yep, just freshman year.
So, other than that, if I miss anybody, I got one other teammate of yours. You beat him to the NHL, but Landon Slaggart debuted for the Hawks recently.
Yep, Landon Slaggart, and then Alex Steves with the Marlies right now. He's played a few games with the Maple Leafs.
With the Leafs. Okay, yeah. So I did miss one then.
Yeah.
It's got to be a program on the rise, right?
Definitely. I think so. I think those numbers don't necessarily show how special that program is and how good – how great the players have been. I think there are a lot of guys that just haven't really made the cut in the NHL yet, but I've had a lot of talented teammates there and just a lot of great people. So I think the program before me was great, and it continues to be so.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of solid players. Janko, what, give us your background growing up. I know you were born in Hamilton, grew up, maybe played your minor hockey.
Yeah, I played minor hockey in Hamilton. I kind of bounced around a few minor hockey teams, Hamilton, Oakville, St. Catharines, just kind of all like the same area. But played my minor hockey there, and then I went to prep school in Quebec for 2 years, grade 11 and 12, Stanstead College in Quebec.
Now that's a little different road to get to. You obviously wanted to, you know, you had a goal of getting – Did you think you had a chance of playing in the NHL, or you wanted to, but why did you choose that that route?
Yeah, I always wanted to obviously play in the NHL. That was always my goal and my dream as a kid. And I was always the smallest kid on my team growing up. It's kind of weird saying that now, being 6'4". But no, I had a big growth spurt, but I was always the smallest kid and kind of looked past upon a little bit. And so, you know, my dad played college hockey, so I kind of always wanted to play college. And but even so, I never got drafted into the OHL, like my OHL draft year. And so coming out of minor midget, it was basically either, you know, go to a junior B or junior C team or something like that, or you know, go prep school. And so, you know, I think prep schools were just starting to get on the rise a little bit. And so I went to Stanstead College, and I just think, you know, being in Quebec right where I was really, you know, we played games in New England, in like the Boston area, stuff like that. So we got a lot of college exposure in that sense. And so I think that was just really good for me and my development, being able to go there, play a lot instead of, you know, being stuck on like a junior B team playing 2 minutes a night or something like that. And so then that's where I actually got drafted out of prep school, and then went to Providence College from there as well.
How's your French?
It's not great. it was an English school, but okay. I did have a lot of French teammates, obviously, being in Quebec, so I picked up on a lot of things. Could probably understand a little bit back in the day, but now we just not having done it in a while, it's kind of lost.
Well, we had Jeremy Lauzon and Alex Carrier on together, and we asked them who on the team of the English speakers speaks the best French. And they said they didn't mention any players. They didn't mention you. Sorry, Mark. But they said Andrew Brunette speaks great French.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And that he snuck it on them at one point.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have known that either. Yeah.
So
good to know.
Well, now it's probably better than yours. Sadly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is.
So Providence College, alma mater of the great Hal Gill, 2015 NCAA national champions. You had a goal in the title game, too?
I did. It was a power play goal. I was on my one-time flank, and one of my teammates, Trevor Mingoya, roommate as well in college, he made a great pass, backhand through the seam, and I just one-timed it in the open net.
That's awesome. That was the game-tying goal, and Brandon Tanev scored the game winner.
Yes, he did. Brandon Tanev of the Kraken right now. He's
that's awesome.
Yeah, another good friend in the league. We were same classmates for 4 years at Providence. So, yeah, it was great for him to get that goal.
You've got a pretty good list of NHLers who you overlapped with at PC. Tanev, Noel Achary, who's on the Penguins now, Kevin Rooney, and Jake Walman. What do you think of Jake Walman's gritty, by the way, for the Red Wings?
I mean, it's great. I think it's great for the league to have that. I mean, if you knew him, he's such a character, and for him to break that out on the ice, I don't think was a surprise to anyone who's played with him or knows him.
I loved it. And then John Gillies was your goalie, who was with the Islanders. Is that right?
Gillies, he started with Calgary. We were both
Calgary
Flames draft picks, and then he's been on a few other teams as well.
I'm thinking of a different Gillies from about 30 years earlier.
Yeah,
Clark, maybe.
Yeah, we'll go to Jay for the history corner.
Yeah, well, you get back to a few decades, then you can throw those names out at me.
Can I drop a couple names on you while we're talking about Mark Jankowski here?
Yeah.
Your uncle is Red Kelly?
My great uncle, my dad's
your great uncle.
Yeah.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And I have it written down. He passed away in 2019, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So did you get to spend a decent amount of time with him?
Yeah. We got to spend a good amount of time together. Me growing up in Hamilton, he lived in Toronto. So, you know, we'd, you know, go to his house every once in a while. And, I mean, it was just amazing going into his trophy room and everything that he has. And, you know, he has 8 Stanley Cups. So he has one for every finger except the thumb. So, it's I mean, it was pretty cool when he broke those out as well.
Did you ever play against Red Kelly, Jay, in the 40s?
No? Okay, Max. Now, I'm not that old, but I do know Mark's, his late grandfather drafted me with, he was a scout for the New York Rangers, and he was the Western Hockey League scout when I was playing in the WHL, so yeah, the hockey world is small. I knew Lou, he was a wonderful man to me, and spent, always a guy that would just come and take the time to talk to you. You know, as a young kid, you go into training camp, your first training camp, and you're pretty intimidated. But, yeah, he would always come and put his arm around you and say, hey, man, I think you need a haircut or, you know, something like that that would kind of break the ice a little bit and take take the edge off. But I remember him very well. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So you're the third NHLer on your dad's side of the family.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that is correct.
And Spencer, of course, your dad, Paul Stastny, and your grandpa, Peter Stastny. No, just kidding.
We got a lot of them.
Do you claim them?
No. Yeah. They don't claim me.
Oh, they should. Did Paul retire? Did that officially happen?
I believe so,
okay.
Yes.
Because he was in the NHL last season, right?
He might have.
I think he played against the Preds, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Him and Matt Duchene were buddies, so they were always talking when Paul Stastny, not your dad, was around. But the hockey world runs deep. There you go, Jay. Did any of the Stastnys ever draft you who are not related to Spencer?
No.
You were only drafted none, once.
But that was before my time again, Max, where you're dating me. Like, you think, I wasn't around then. I do look old, but I'm not that old.
All right, we'll take a break for Jay to sign some autographs since everybody wants his autograph. Mark Jankowski and Spencer Stastny here with us. We'll take another break. They'll sign some more autographs, take some pictures. We are at Brewhouse South here in the Cool Springs Galleria. Come by and see us if you're in the area, 6 to 7 for Smashville Live. The show, as always, is presented by Black Abbey Brewing and ESPN Bet. Reminder, we've got one more show next week. That's our final show of the season. We'll be back in Bellevue at Brewhouse 100 next Wednesday night at 6 for Ryan McDonough and Luke Shedd. For now, we continue with Mark Jankowski and Spencer Stastny. With Jay Moore, I'm Max Herz. This is 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, your radio home for Preds hockey. The crowd is in a food coma.
Yeah.
Max Herz with former Preds defenseman Jay Moore and our Preds player guest. Let's clap it up for Spencer Stastny and Mark Jankowski here tonight. You guys both spent the first half of the season in the AHL in Milwaukee, where there are some absolute characters, it would seem. Led by Yaroslav Askarov in goal, and then his buddies Igor Afanasyev, Fedor Svechkov, Zach LaRue. You guys can finish the list, but seems like a fun crew down there, especially when you win 19 games in a row. Do we have any good Milwaukee Admirals stories from this season behind the scenes? They both just raised their eyebrows at each other. So get ready for something good. All right, Mark Jankowski, go ahead.
Oh, good Admirals stories. I don't know, you're putting me on the spot here. I did just get a FaceTime call earlier today from Ty Felber down there. They all went to the Milwaukee Brewers game today.
Nice.
I think the owner, Harris, there took them all down. He likes to do that at the beginning of the season. Treats the guys really well. But, yeah, they were definitely all having a good time and got to talk to a lot of the guys and just catch up. Haven't seen them in a bit. But, like you said, a lot of characters, a lot of personalities down there, and I think that's it's such a great group down there. It's so much fun being a part of, and like you said, when you're winning 19 in a row, it's hard to have a bad time.
Did either of you ever go to the Russian Spa in Chicago with Yaroslav Askarov and Igor Afanasyev and Fedor Svechkov?
I wasn't with them, but I heard every off day, every Sunday, they were going down there.
Are the American guys invited? The Canadian guys invited? If you wanted to go?
I mean, I'm sure it's an open invite if we wanted to. It's just, I think we just left it to them.
I'm going to go next time I'm in Chicago. That sounds awesome. You want to go to the Russian Spa, Jay?
I have not heard the story, but I'm just trying to connect the dots here.
We have no details.
And I don't know.
No further details.
I want to know the story.
I think the story is it's the Russian Spa. All right, Spencer, is there nothing that can top that? It's okay if not.
No, I think it's just a special group. Like you said, like Janko's been here for about, I don't know how long, a month or so, probably more than that, and guys are still calling him, guys are still checking in, so I think it's definitely a tight group, a fun group, and just a lot of good guys down there.
What about the run that you guys were on down there? Like that's, I don't care what sport you're in, but at that level, to go, I mean, you must have a close team to be able to put something like that together, because that's, you just don't go on runs like that. And not only down there, but you both, you know, experienced crossed over up here with the Preds. So there's a bit of a common theme about winning streaks this season. What's it like to put 19 in a row together and the pressures that come with it? I've never been on a run like that, so I'm just sitting here like I'm in awe, really.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's when you're starting a streak like that, you win one, two in a row, you're not thinking you're gonna rattle off 19 in a row. So I think, you know, you just take it game by game, and you know, you win a few in a row and then a few more, and you know, oh, we're hot, we've won four, five, six in a row, and then, you know, all of a sudden it just keeps happening and keeps going. And you know, once you probably reach double digits, and you know, we were going after the ads record, I think, which was 13 or 14, and then so you have little milestones that you're thinking, oh, can we get here? Can we get here? And then it just kept going, and then I left right around 13 or 14, so Stas can probably take it away the rest of the way. But to get up to 19, that's it was really special. We were having a lot of fun along the way. I mean, everyone was in it together. Like you said, it's such a tight-knit group, so to have a group like that, I think you know, to win 19 games in a row, to have a streak like that, you have to have a tight-knit group, or it's you're not going to have that kind of success.
Yeah, I think as he said, it's kind of, you just keep winning, it sort of becomes this expectation. You're not going into games thinking you're even going to lose. It's just, you have this mindset, you have this belief as a team, and I think we just rode that. Yeah, then Janko took off, and maybe it started going downhill a little bit, but we kept winning. We kept it going for a while, and, I mean, 19 is just incredible. It would have been cool to get to 20, but 19 is just something special in itself.
19-game win streak in the A, 18-game point streak in the National.
Yeah,
pretty solid in the organization right now.
Yeah, that says a lot for right from the top down, and it's, you know, the players and – just everybody involved in the room, and it's tough to do at any level. I think I mentioned to you once, I was when I got traded one time in junior, we were on like, the team was on like a 15-game losing streak.
The team you left or the team
you
joined?
No, the team I went to.
Oh boy.
So yeah, it's I've been on the other end of that, and there's probably too much extracurricular activities going on after off the ice when you're on a. These guys seemed way too focused. We maybe could have taken a page out of that book, but yeah, that's a special time for a group like that. Something you'll remember throughout your entire career.
Yeah, absolutely. Spencer Stastny and Mark Jankowski are our guests here on Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing and ESPN Bet. Always a fun question to ask on Smashville Live. Why did you guys pick your jersey numbers? And we'll start with you, Spencer, because you got to pick this year for the first time. Were you 81 last year? Is that right?
Yeah, I was 81.
So now you're 24.
Yeah.
Is that the one you want?
24 is great. Yeah, I'm happy with any number. I was happy with 81. But no, I'm 24 because I was 24 in college, and that was randomly assigned to me. So I guess maybe this was also that way. But they're like, you're 24 in college. Do you want to go with that? And I said, yeah, that works. So maybe a little bit of a better number for a defenseman, so I have no complaints there.
So are you sticking with 24 long-term, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it works.
All right. Yeah. It's a good spot. It's a power hitter number. Janko knows about it. A little Barry Bonds, or was he 25? Close enough. And Janko, 17. Have you been 17 everywhere in the NHL, or no?
No. My first number in the NHL was in Calgary. I was 77. So like growing up, 14 was always my favorite number. It was my grandpa's number, kind of a family number. And then when I got drafted by Calgary, they couldn't give 14 because of Theo Fleury. Wasn't officially retired, but they weren't giving it out. So they gave me 77, you know, 7 plus 7. And that stuck in Calgary throughout my career there. And then when I went to Pittsburgh after that, I went back to 14. And then went to Buffalo after that, and they just gave me 17. And then... So I had 17, and then when I got here, they just gave me 17 as well. So nothing that I picked, but like I'm not a big superstitious guy. Like 17 looks good to me, so I like it.
Did you catch, Jay, how he said Calgary? Little Western Canadian in the Ontario
boy
there.
Oh, heck yeah.
The accent came out for a second there.
Oh, did it?
Calgary.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, there it is. Are you proud of that, Jay?
From the West, and yeah, absolutely.
We also go ahead.
Even though he didn't play in the Western League, I mean, he's an honorary Westerner because he played for the Flames, spent some time there. And yeah,
I think the Saddle Dome is the coolest arena other than Bridgestone in the NHL. I don't know. The players probably don't like it, but I think it's so unique.
It's unique. It's got a lot of character. they're probably due for a new one pretty soon, but
might be overdue.
You're right. It's older, but I remember when that arena was like state of the art when it was built for the Olympics in 86 when it opened up, and I used to play in the corral, which was right beside it, and the boards were like 7 feet high, so when you would jump over the boards you could break an ankle before you when you hit the ice. So it was the Saddle Dome was a nice upgrade from where the Flames started playing.
Mark, did you ever stay for Stampede days when you played there?
I would, usually in the summers, because it's, first couple weekends of July, we'd have a good group of guys go back for one of the weekends and just hang out. And I mean, if you've never been, I'd say it's got to be a bucket list item, as I'm sure you know.
I like how he says just hang out.
No, it's a great time, and my fiance is from Calgary as well. We met there, so it's nice to go back there, and she has a big special place for the Stampede in her heart as well.
That's awesome. Speaking of animals, Spencer, we had an anonymous request to ask about your cat's Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. Inactive right now. I'm not with them, but I think he broke 100 followers about a month or two ago.
So 100?
He's really thriving. Yeah, he's got quite a loyal fan base.
So where is the cat right now?
In Milwaukee.
Okay, with your mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the handle is for everyone to follow.
Litter Boy Stratus.
Does anything more need to be said?
You will double his followers.
Yeah.
After tonight.
Yeah. At Litter Boy Stratus. Jay is also a cat owner. I just found out this week. Your cat is massive.
Through family. Yeah.
Oh, it's not your cat.
Technically, I feed it, and so I don't know how, if that makes it mine or what, but.
Does it have an Instagram?
I barely have an Instagram.
You have two Instagrams.
So. I do, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't navigate around very well.
So what does Stratus post about? Cat stuff?
It depends on his mood, yeah. So sometimes it's just him lounging around. Sometimes it's some birds outside. But he likes to change it up every now and then.
Good for him. But he can't post without you?
No. He's got some other administrators there on him if I'm not around. But it's usually me and him deciding what's going on and brainstorming captions.
That's amazing. Mark, are you a pet owner or no?
Yeah, I have a dog.
All right. Yeah. Does he have an Instagram or she?
She does. It's her name's Lucy. The Instagram is LuluLucy14 or something like that. That's run by my fiance as well. So maybe get her some followers too.
Who has more followers, Lucy or Stratus?
Well, that's a good
We got to check during the break.
Yeah, we will. We'll check.
All right. That's a project for the break. So it's break time right now. We'll bring some more fans up here to get some more autographs. Mark Jankowski and Spencer Stastny here, everybody. Please go follow their pets on Instagram. We beg of you. Why else would you be in the NHL if not to get your pets some more Instagram followers? Smashville Live is presented by Black Abbey Brewing and ESPN Bet. Mark Jankowski and Spencer Stastny are here with us at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. Along with Jay Moore, former Preds defenseman, I'm Max Herz. You're listening to your radio home for Preds hockey, Smashville Live on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. As always, our show is presented by Black Abbey Brewing and ESPN Bet. Reminder, we got one more show the rest of this season. It is next Wednesday. We will have Luke Shen and Ryan McDonough, the Stanley Cup champion D-pair, with us at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue next Wednesday night. Hal Gill and I will be hosting next Wednesday night at 7 in Bellevue for our final show of the season. Mark Jankowski and Spencer Stastny are here for us. Let's clap it up for our Preds player guests one more time here tonight. We have done the formal comparison of your pets' Instagrams, boys. Lucy Jankowski has defeated Stratus Stastny. The dogs have beaten the cats. Here's the breakdown. Lucy Jankowski at lulu_lucy.17. 322 followers. Stratus Stastny, 118. Lucy Jankowski is followed by at NHL on Instagram. That's big time.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. Rachel, my fiance, was super excited about that when that popped up on her phone. Yeah, that's a big one.
The only two people I follow, though, who follow her are you and the NHL.
Oh, yeah?
So right at the top of the list.
Yeah.
And then Stratus is private, so you're going to have to get on there and approve everyone who's following Stratus Stastny.
I think I have just over 200 people waiting, so it'll be close.
Ooh.
There.
You're going to pass Lucy then. But my only mutual with Stratus is Mark Delgazzo.
Okay. So. We love that.
Yeah, that's great. But, yeah, so the Jankowskis and the dogs win the pet Instagram battle. So, sorry, Stratus. So, he does have a great bio, though, Stratus Stastny.
Thank you.
The grossest man in the Midwest. I no longer have worms. At Spencer Stastny is my dad.
Yeah.
At your Instagram is gone, though. It won't let me click on it.
No, yeah, it's long
gone. Changed.
Long,
oh, it's just gone. Okay. No, nothing doing. Jay, your thoughts?
No, I think we just probably move on from here. Yeah.
We've milked that for all it's worth, the pet Instagrams. Let's see if Jordan's out there with some fan questions. The fans probably have better things to say than we do. Take it away, guys.
We've got Haley from Nashville on FaceTime.
On FaceTime? All right, go ahead, Kaylee.
Okay, Kaylee wants to know, do you guys, like, pay attention to any of the videos that play during the games?
Like on the scoreboard?
Yeah, up on the Jumbotron, like the Wheel of Cams or...
Fans doing crazy stuff?
I mean, usually in the TV timeouts when that stuff's going on, you know, either coach is saying something or we're talking to each other about game planning. But, you know, every once in a while I'll pop up and take a peek. I don't know about Spencer, but.
Yeah, it's probably the same thing. I also do find myself sometimes just watching the screen when the game's right in front of me. So, yeah, I'll tune into those occasionally.
All right. Anybody else out there, Jordan? Any fan questions? Raise your hand if you guys have some fan questions. That might be it. Spencer, we did have one more request about your life, not cat-related. But we'll ask both you guys. Your major at Notre Dame was cinema, is that right? Or TV, theater, film?
Yeah, finance first and then film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so this was a second thing.
Film as well, yeah. So it was... FTTs, so film, television, theater with a concentration in film.
What aspect of it were you most interested in?
I just took a film elective where my homework was just to watch movies. And I thought, this is great, so let's just throw it in there. So I just kept taking film electives, and they're like, well, you can just add a major if you keep going. So I said, yeah, let's roll with it.
Are we supposed to ask him his favorite movie now, Jay?
Absolutely, yeah.
Favorite genre, even, anything?
No, my favorite movie is probably In the Mood for Love. It's a 2000 movie. It's a Korean film, but it's just incredible.
Is it in English?
Or
it's dubbed?
No, I'm big on movie soundtracks and scores, though, okay. So the music is just incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you play an instrument?
No. No, I've tried. It doesn't work.
This is a man of great culture, Spencer Stastny.
That's a film major right there.
Yeah. What was your major, Mark?
Business management.
All right. Straight out of the Providence playbook there.
Yeah.
What was Hal's major at Providence? Just drinking?
Drinking beer?
Yeah. Probably.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever asked him what his major was, but no.
I don't think he knows. That might be the problem.
I mean, he played a long career in the NHL. I don't know if he needed to back up on that one.
That's true, but he hadn't. I don't know. He wasn't supposed to. So, where would you have gone if you went to American college, Jay? You never even thought about it, but.
Didn't really cross my mind a whole lot. No, I was Western Hockey League all the way. Now, my older brother, had went to Lake Superior State. So I shouldn't say it didn't cross my mind, but it wasn't really at the top of my list.
Is that in Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Lake State, Lake Superior State. Yeah, I played in the Western League for 4 years, and that was... something I'd always wanted to do. I followed, from the time that you grow up, you follow, my neighbor actually played in the Western League. So that was just kind of, he would always bring sticks home on the weekend, you know, with the broken sticks, and we would play road hockey with them and that kind of stuff. So that was all I wanted to do.
Barry Trotz had some of his Western League buddies from Regina in the house yesterday. Jay and I were talking about it on the post-game show. Yep. A lot of people from Saskatchewan at the game yesterday.
Oh, wow.
At least eight.
Well, like I said last night, it's still minus 25 in Saskatchewan. So coming down to Nashville for the spring weather that we're getting, yeah, that's pretty attractive.
That's a real vacation, yeah. One of the other things we've been talking about a lot on Preds Radio recently that I want Jay to talk about now that we're in his backyard. In his actual backyard, he built a zip line at his house for Easter weekend for his granddaughters. It is the coolest thing ever. So tell the world, please.
Well, we got it's 300 feet long, and it goes from one side of the yard all the way across the driveway. Right, it pretty much end up in the neighbor's yard. And I didn't really know the angle to put on it. So when I built a platform, we don't want to be bored with this ride. So we put a pretty good angle on it. And the first rider went crashing right into the tree. So we dug out an old mattress and that was our crash mat. So the kids aren't too bad, the lighter kids, but you know, the heavier kids like me, when we get on it, man, we crash right into that tree. So we hit the mattress and a lot of fun. No helmets involved, of course. Coming from a guy with like 15 concussions, over my career, so.
We're not going to invite Spencer and Mark to come on the zip line.
Not until they're done
He
playing.
Claims it could hold an adult's weight, but we're not risking that one. But
now, I'm going to put my cat on there and just see how fast it'll end up going, zipping down. So, Spencer, if you want to.
Yeah, I might bring him down.
Bring him down and we'll get those followers up. Put a good zipline video with your cat on it.
Some good content.
We can Instagram live that one?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go from that. Do we have any other fan questions? Are we out of fan questions, Jordan? No fan questions tonight. Oh, maybe we have one in the front here. Do we still have the mic? All right, go ahead, Ryan.
Stassi, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The question is, who is the biggest goofball in Milwaukee?
Maybe Kemmel, Willsby, or LaRue. I don't know. I mean, that could keep going. Feliber. I don't know.
Askey's up there.
Askey, yeah.
Anyone you just mentioned.
Got probably a 10-way tie up there.
Are they going to let Askarov flip the net over when he's in the NHL? I really hope so.
I don't know if it's a matter of letting him do it so much as it is he going to do it? And the answer is probably yes.
It's a good point.
I hope he does.
I like that. His English is amazing now. I was so impressed when I talked to him during training camp because when I first met him in January when he made his debut, he had no English whatsoever. And then in August, he was pretty much there, and he wasn't afraid to ask for help, which is the big thing. So
yeah, I remember when he came, I think when he joined the Admirals a couple of years ago, I was rooming with him, and he just nothing. There was nothing we could talk about. I had no clue what was going on, so it was just a lot of pointing and a lot of just guessing. But now he's probably just as good as I am.
That's awesome. And he learned English, he said, from Drake and 21 Savage. So colorful language, but great stuff. I think that's all we got, Jay. You got anything else for these guys?
No, that was good. It's always nice finding out a little bit of background from you guys. We get to see you on the ice night after night, but we don't get to really dive too deep into, I learned a lot about the Instagram and the animals. That was, that's pretty cool. That was fun. It's been a good night.
Only the best journalistic work here on Preds Radio. Let's hear it for Spencer Stastny and Mark Jankowski, everybody. Our guest tonight on Smashville Live. We'll see you guys back tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena against the Blues. And reminder, we've got one more show this season coming up next Wednesday at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue from 6 to 7 with Ryan McDonough and Luke Shen coming your way to finish up the season as we push towards playoffs. My name is Max Herz for Jay Moore, Spencer Stastny, Mark Jankowski, everyone on our crew here at 102.5 The Game. Tonight's show presented by Black Abbey Beer and ESPN Bet. Penalty Box Radio is next. Thanks for listening to Smashville Live here on 102.5 The Game.